This is the In Demand podcast.
This is In Demand, and tonight this is JLS. Yes, hello, boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
James, yes.
On In Demand.
Yeah, that's what we do, baby. We do it all day long.
Let's crack on then. Brand new single, Proud, which we'd not heard before. It's not on the album. It's brand new for Sport Relief. Tell us how the hookup came about with those guys.
Wow, the hookup. Boom. Okay, so Sport Relief is an amazing charity, and obviously we have wanted to work alongside them for a couple of years now. And we actually wrote the song Proud about a year ago, and it kind of felt like it would, you know, be hand in hand with the charity, because obviously the song is quite universal. It's not a love song, anything like that. It's a feel-good anthem, and, you know, we wanted it to represent, you know, the four of us, and want everyone that hears it to feel good, and it just kind of felt right that it should be associated with sport. And, you know, we worked with Sport Relief last year. We went to Africa for a week and saw some amazing things out there, good and really, you know, sad things. Yeah. But it's all positive because we're raising lots of money, and it's going to help, you know, millions of people across the world.
Marvin, you've given that answer before, haven't you, sir?
Well, you know, a couple of times.
Once or twice. But you're doing some actual sport for them as well, aren't you, as well as doing the song?
Yes, we're going to be running the Sainsbury's Sport Relief Mile
okay.
on the 25th of March, which is great, you know. And it's, you know, for us, it's one of those things where, you know, you don't have to have run marathons before in your life in order to take part. You know, you can be any age, and, you know, obviously everyone can get involved and have a laugh with it. You know, take it seriously if you want to do, you know, have a PB for over a mile. But, yeah, no, it's a great way to get involved and, you know, obviously help to raise some funds for a fantastic cause.
Are you guys totally competitive on this then? You're going up against each other?
Alex, you know us,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, silly question.
Standard.
So I'm going to put money on one of you, but I'm not going to tell you who it is.
No, you have to now.
No. I'm going to keep it top secret, and then I'll tweet you and let you know if I get it right.
All right, wicked.
But Marvin, yes. Congratulations on putting a ring on it.
Ah, thank you very much, sir. That's very kind of you.
Were the rest of the boys there when you did it, or were you just with Rochelle at the time?
We were hiding.
I was just with Rochelle. It's when we was on holiday, on break over Christmas and New Year. So, yeah, it's a, you know, a fantastic time, and you know, we're both really excited and can't wait for the big day, which would be later on in the summer.
But the rest of the boys will be there at the stag do.
Well, I want to know about the stag do, because I've heard various bits and bobs that you might
Marvin
need an aeroplane
to know about
and stuff.
It as well,
I want to know. I don't know anything about it.
Is anyone actually in charge, or are you doing it as a joint effort?
We can't tell you that, because then whoever obviously gets blamed. So
how do I flag an invite on this? Because I imagine it's going to be amazing.
You have to pay.
Well, actually, looking at that rock that Marvin bought Rochelle, there's no chance I can afford this kind of JLS lifestyle. I've got a load of Twitter questions for you, but let's get the new single on first. Go ahead and introduce.
Okay, so right about now, you are on In Demand with our guy, Alex James, and this is our brand new single in association with Sport Relief. This is out on March the 18th. Please support it. All of the funds are going to a great cause. This is Proud.
Yeah, buddy.
In Demand podcast.
In Demand with Alex James, that's me, and this is JLS. All right, boys, still? Yeah, happy?
Yes,
yeah, sir. Good, we're sitting in the building.
All right, before the Twitter questions, how do we feel about doing the Diamond Jubilee gig? That's a big gig as well.
That's a big gig. Incredible. That's a big gig there, sir. That's a big gig.
Did Lord Barlow phone you up personally?
Well, obviously, we've had like a good relationship with Gary over the last few months. You know, we went to his gala dinner in November for Children in Need. We performed at his show in Manchester for Children in Need. And, you know, he obviously, you know, must like us. So he invited us to do the show. And we obviously said yes immediately.
Do you think you're going to meet have you met the Queen before? Have you met any royals before?
No, I've not met the Queen before.
Yeah, I met royals, but not the Queen.
So you have to practice your bowing and stuff like that.
Curtsies. Marvin practices curtsy. We'll catch.
I dare you, Marvin. Do a curtsy, Marvin, instead of bowing.
Oh, no. Can you imagine?
Right, let's start with these Twitter questions. Marvin, I'll start with you. Clarissa wants to know, what's the best part about being on tour?
Seeing all of our fans from around the country.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
JB, Tilly wants to know, any collaborations this year?
Hi, Tilly. We're working on it. We were in the studio, as Richo said, with some guys called The Underdogs, and they've actually just had Chris Brown's new single. So, you know, maybe there's going to be a couple. Obviously, once we lock down the singles, then we'll know who's going to feature and who's not.
Bring back It's Dev. She's amazing. Yeah. Aston, Shannon wants to know, if you had to have someone else's hair from the group, who would you choose?
Probably Richo's, because he's dyed it.
What colour is it now?
Blonde.
Because it was mildly ginger when I saw you before Christmas, Arisha.
Yeah. It's like mahogany now.
Okay.
Mahogany. Ebony.
It's ebony. Kind of mahogany.
That's the look for spring. Mahogany.
Mahogany.
Yeah, amazing. Marv, back to you. Marvin, David wants to know, you guys did a joint tour with Ollie Murs. Who else would you like to do that with?
Maybe One Direction.
Would you do that?
Yeah, why not?
My God, the world would implode if you guys did that.
Yeah, man, that'd be cool.
The fangirls would go crazy. JB, Simone wants to know, are you so comfortable with each other now that you can have a number two with everyone else in the bathroom?
I don't know about that. It's a little bit odd for me. But, I mean, if there was no other option, then, yeah, I suppose.
How do the rest of you feel about that? Would you do that?
No, thank you.
I'm leaving the room.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and one for you all. Hannah and Bex are massive fans. They tweet me every single night asking for your records. They're about to get a hamster, and they genuinely will name it whatever you decide to call it now.
Mr. Cheeks.
I like that.
Any advance on Mr. Cheeks?
Mr. Ray Cheeks.
Okay.
Mr. Ray Cheeks. It doesn't flow as good.
That's his first name, but his name is Mr. Cheeks.
Okay, cool.
His name's Ray. All right. He's Mr. Cheeks.
Cool. He's going to be
Ray
the coolest Cheeks. Of all the hamsters with that name.
Oh, for sure. MRC. Please believe it.
Mr. Cheeks it is. Guys, always a pleasure. Thanks very much for chatting.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex.
JLS, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
The In Demand Podcast.
In Demand tonight with Rizzle Kicks. Whoop.
What's popping, Alex?
All right,
that was
boys.
A weird sound. Whoop.
Look, you're so kind of laid back there, man.
Yeah, man, I've made myself at home.
What should we start with? I wasn't even going to... I just made these really rubbish notes because I just thought, judging by previous efforts, it could go anywhere anyway.
It could just tail off into...
Let's start with the Brits, though.
Right.
Yes.
How was that for you?
Awesome.
I reckon one of the best nights of my life.
Yeah?
Pretty much.
We were told we weren't allowed to... get drunk until our last interview, which was after Blur. So
what?
It was kind of a bit like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, that was the right time to do it.
Yeah.
Because Blur were then, boring.
Like, what, we got...
what do you mean Blur were boring?
They were a little bit boring.
No, did you watch it?
I did, yeah.
I liked
Blur a lot. No.
Exactly.
I watched it back when I was at home.
Oh, no, you wouldn't have been able to
experience it if you weren't in the...
Obviously, the mixing of sound is really weird on telly.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of acts just didn't sound as good as they did... in the actual arena.
Ollie
Bruno
Mars
sounded quite good on both.
Yeah, Ollie Bruno Mars sounded killed. A bit off. I know it was your tune.
But that wasn't his fault. I watched it back. It wasn't that, it was perfectly brilliant.
I thought it was brilliant. I think Ollie did really well.
Did you get rehearsal time with him or not?
Yeah, Ollie got to rehearse, but I mean, like, it's just there were people, I think basically, you know, when you're doing something on the scale of Brits, people are involved in musical things that maybe should just stick to the more, like, production side of things.
Yeah,
like sorting out the when it comes to the music, it should be consulted by people who understand how stuff works.
Rather
Ollie's,
than TV
Ollie's very
producers.
Polite, and I think he'd never.
Yeah, he's
he'd
a polite ever, man. What about worthy winners? Was everybody worthy of everybody who won worthy of their awards?
Yes,
I think so. Yeah,
it was just a shame that Jesse didn't win anything.
She was a bit
but I was so happy that Ed got two.
It was a mix of emotions. You know what I mean? Because
yeah,
it's brilliant that Ed got two because he deserves it. On the flip side, you know, one of those. Could have been Jesse's.
Well, going along, we thought, oh, they've given Ed one already. Jesse will get the next one, the breakthrough. But not the case.
Well, they've both done amazingly well this year. Yeah. And she was out partying as well afterwards. Everyone was happy.
We saw you. I just remembered.
What?
That's when we saw you. Started chatting, we were talking about whether we saw you or not. We did see you.
Okay.
We didn't talk to you, but you were arriving.
Why are you pointing at me? Oh, mate.
You were arriving just before we left.
Oh, really?
And now I'm thinking back on it again. The papers the next day. Who was in a taxi with the flack?
Both of us.
A pair of you.
Taxi, yeah.
Because we got in the taxi that she got out of.
What, to get to go to the Tate?
No, go to somewhere else.
We were going back to the hotel because we had an early start the next day. So we went, the Tate was weird.
Yeah,
I didn't like it.
It was so, I thought it was really cool. It was so, yeah, it was like,
it was just really dark.
Really weird.
To the point where you'll be standing next to someone who's like really, really famous and you won't actually have realised for a while.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was Caroline Flack for like a good, like, I'm joking. Imagine that. For like a good hour chatting to this, you know, like mystery woman.
So what was that? Who was getting off with her that night then? Is that the case?
I don't think I did actually get off with her.
Got a gift for your tour, for your show tonight.
Have you?
Gift?
Yeah. You've got to introduce the new song first, so go for it.
Yo, we're Rizzle Kicks.
And we are on the radio.
This is our new single.
Traveller's Chant.
I call this the Traveller's Chant.
Don't sing it before it comes on.
This is the In Demand podcast.
In Demand tonight with Rizzle Kicks. Do you want your gifts?
Yeah, gifts.
I don't know how we're going to separate these up. So it was my birthday, and I got sent a load of
birthday
thanks.
For when it was your birthday.
It was.
Why did you dismiss that so quickly? What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Nothing.
He's got it in his eyes, the stories.
Jordan, it wasn't like you at the Brits, mate. There was none of that kind of stuff.
None of that crazy malarkey. Like.
But I got sent a load of retro sweets.
Oh, they're the fizzy ones.
This is what's left. Sorry.
So you can either consume...
Well, you need to choose between the two of you, but this is what I'd like you to do.
Necklace?
Yeah, I'd like you to wear it on stage tonight. Would you do that?
Let me see.
And then it'd be a bit sweaty.
I can't get that. I won't be able to fit around.
Yeah, you will. Come on.
It'll fit around the neck, but it'll be very tight. And it'll look a bit weird.
Which means, Holly, you get the fizzing candy.
The fizzy candy.
It's super loud as well, so we need to test that.
Should I do it now?
Yeah, do it now.
Yeah.
That's pretty loud. Yeah. Like a dog just licking your paw. It's really loud.
Oh my god.
Some play a trick.
Well, apparently if you put it in if you drink like a fizzy drink afterwards, your body explodes.
If you put fizzy candy in a coat and go, it goes boom.
Yeah. It's like putting Mentos in
I saw that in Scrubs.
So let's talk about the new song. Someone's put 9th of the 4th on the front. They've ruined that artwork. Look. Yeah, that's not one of you, though, on the front, is it?
That is the director of the video, Tony Lockerbie.
Okay.
He's done many of our videos.
He's done all of our videos, apart from Mama, which was done by me.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
But it was my uncle who filmed it. He held the camera.
Family affair. Just held the camera.
But he's a cameraman.
Okay, that makes sense.
Basically, I was pulling in favours, right? I was like, Mom.
You have no budget at this point.
No, we had
I'll
a budget.
Direct it. I don't like budgets, man.
No, because if you've got a good idea, it's better than like any amount of money. Do you know what I mean? And I said, I just rung up my mum and my auntie just went, can you learn these lyrics in 4 days? And they're like, yeah.
That was pretty well.
Bish then, bosh.
Yeah.
Oh, and then James Corden as well.
Yeah. James.
I rung him up like, do you want to be in the next video? He went, I'm down with the Rizzles. Give me a time and a place.
Words. Wow.
Damn. Literally Rizzles. Two sentences. Crazy I'm deep. Down with the Rizzles. Give me a time and a place. And I went, my auntie's house, 11.
And it happened there.
Festivals confirmed? Any yet? You can tell us about
V.
Wireless.
Yeah. Tea in the Park.
All of them.
Evolution Festival.
Evolution.
Good. You're going to have a busy summer.
Best of all.
It's going to be awesome.
Guys, thanks very much for coming to see us.
It's all
pleasure
good.
As always.
Love you, Alex.
Love you guys more. Take Peace it easy. Out. I'll bring you better sweets next time.
This is the In Demand podcast.
This is In Demand. I'm Alex James. Labyrinth is back tonight. Hey,
hello,
man.
Hello, my friend. Hello, my friend.
It's good to see you. How's the tour going so far?
Tour's been great, man. I didn't expect it, you know, because, of course, it's my first tour ever. When you think about doing a tour, you get so nervous. You're like, did I put the right stuff in the show? Is the right segues, the right effects and stuff like that? Have I got the right lighting? But so far, you know, I'm. It's weird. Like, I've got my first tour on 2 songs. You know what I mean? So, like, nobody's even heard the album yet. It's been a bit wild. Like, you know, the way the fans are receiving the music has been absolutely insane. So I'm feeling very happy.
Have you changed anything as you've gone along?
Yeah, of course, the first couple of days. I think, you know, last year I was really working on my artistry, and this year I thought, you know what? I need to get on my guitar, man. They need to see me on my little baby. And, you know, I've got my vocoder out. I'm really getting involved with my band. And I think they're seeing that I'm not just an artist that just kind of sings along to a backing track, but, you know, I'm part of my music.
Well, your acoustic rendition of Earthquake that you did here is one of our most viewed videos on YouTube.
Crazy.
And so many people have gone on and commented, and they're talking to each other.
Yeah.
they're trying to find out the keys that they have to do it themselves in their bedroom and how they can do it, you know, go out on their own little stages and do it themselves.
Do you know, I've seen so many renditions of Let the Sunshine and Earthquake, I couldn't believe it. Like, especially Earthquake, it's so weird because, like, people do, like, slow jam versions of Earthquake, and I'm like, it's not that kind of song. Like, I'm hearing ballad versions of it, and I'm like, okay, cool.
What's on your rider these days when you're on tour? Anything
what has
special?
Been on my rider? Scones, definitely still there.
Scones
have to be there with no jam and no cream.
Wow.
Because I like dry scones.
I thought you were about to say, like, booze. Sweets.
I've got Remy. I love my brandy. What else do I have? I like water at room temperature because I've got to go and sing and I don't want to freeze up my vocal cords.
Okay.
I know that's a bit diva-ish, but
that is very Mariah.
I know. I've got my vocal trainer in the room and she's got a, she's very strict.
Okay.
But she's lovely.
She allows you to talk during the day and do stuff like this, exactly, which we're very grateful for. Thank you.
Yeah.
Earthquake has now sold in the UK over 500,000 copies.
That's mad. It's crazy.
What does that feel like?
It's weird, man, because it's kind of like the same thing with Pass Out for me. When the record was released, a lot of people, it wasn't that they didn't have faith in the record, but I the stuff that I make is very odd. And people don't expect it to work, like, in terms of the commercial industry. So when they saw it kind of fly way above what they expected it to do, they were like just my label and loads of other people, they were just like, this is insane. Like, the song has still not come out of the charts, and I'm like, what's going on?
It is a genius song. Genius
I had
song.
Will I Am come up to me the other day, and he was like, Lab, that Earthquake jam, man. It's going crazy. And I was just like, I used to listen to your music. What are you talking about, man?
He's tried to do it with the hardest ever. It's not as good as Earthquake, let's be honest. Maybe you need a bit of Mick Jagger next time. Well, maybe you don't. That's the point. You see Tiny just there at your side. Introduce the brand new song. Loads more to talk about. But Labyrinth, for the time being, the radio is yours to introduce.
All right, guys, this is my new record. This is Last Time.
This is the In Demand podcast.
In Demand tonight with Labyrinth. The brand new single is Last Time. But in the same way that Earthquake was worlds apart from Let the Sun Shine, once again, this is worlds apart from Last Time.
I know.
And just amazing.
Thank you so much, my friend.
And I've been lucky enough to hear quite a few tracks from the album.
Yes.
In advance. And every song is different.
I know, it's a bit of a weird one. I know, like, even in the live shows, my fans are like, wow, Lab, we thought we were going to hear like 100 Let the Sun Shine and Earthquakes. But that's what I'm about, man. And hopefully people will kind of learn to love me for that.
But where does it come from? What goes on in here?
Do you know what? I think everybody's like that, you know? Like, we all love different types of music. We don't go, if I went on your iPhone or iPad, you wouldn't just
I'd
have the same song. But you wouldn't have the same kind of style of song. So I feel like, you know, that's the way I want to express myself, is the way I have my iPad or I have my little collection of music. I want to play funk, I want to play jazz, I want to play dubstep, you know what I mean? And hopefully I'll be able to present that to people through my own, like, kind of career and name.
Let's talk about collaborations. So many people have said that they're working with you or would like to work with you. Yeah. This is the moment where you tell
odd.
Us. Yeah, who's actually, what's done and in the bag?
It scares me sometimes.
What's
though.
In the pipeline?
It's like I'm Little Labyrinth from like a little box studio.
You need to forget all that now.
I know. I just never forget that. Like, I just keep thinking I'm this little producer. And then when I have people call me, like, I spoke to Alicia Keys on the phone and I was like,
what?
What's going on? Like, really? Like, when I'm speaking to her, of course, I'm going on like, you know, Mr. Confident, how you doing, Alicia? What can I do for you? But when I get off the phone, I'm like, wow, like, I remember hearing your records, like, seeing people singing your songs on X Factor. I was like, you know, all these artists, John Legend, Busta Rhymes, Cheryl Cole and stuff like that, have been calling me to work on records, and I'm like, I'm kind of chuffed, man.
So can you tell us what is done? What's in the bag?
Nothing has happened yet.
Okay.
Because I've been busy working on my tour and my album.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go in this year. I'm going to be on everything, man.
You've spoken about the Cheryl thing before.
Yes.
Has there been actual contact between the two of you? Had a one-on-one conversation?
Tiny, it was funny. Tiny called me about like 2 months ago and he was like, bro, Chris Martin just spoke to me and told me that Cheryl Cole wants your number. And I was like, what the hell is going on?
So has she called you?
She hasn't called me yet. I think she actually, her manager called me and so did her a few of our, like, I've had loads of people come to me. Yeah, so maybe I need to just go up to her myself and go, Cheryl, have you not got the guts to speak to me yourself, darling?
Will I Am's her manager. Huh? He likes Earthquake.
Yes, so maybe that's what's making everything a bit crazy. But he's a lovely guy as well. I was speaking to him on the phone. And we're going to work on a record. I've been working on a record in my hotel room with Alicia Keys on the chorus. It's so crazy.
So she laid down some vocals for you?
Yeah, Will I Am just sent me a song over the internet and he asked me to work on the record and I'm just like, this is bad.
Wow. Wow, that is crazy. Dude, it's a pleasure having you back.
It's nice to be back, bro.
When's the album? The song comes out on the 19th of March. Do we have a date for the album March, yet?
The album is out April 2nd.
Labyrinth, thank you very much, dude.
Thank you for having
pleasure
me.
Pleasure as always.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend.